other relevant implementing partners before departure of any refugee registered for voluntary repatriation, his or her consent for returning home is vouched and validated by the Office of the National UNHCR through the signed voluntary repatriation form. I believe during the recent visit to Tanzania by the Assistant High Commissioner, Mr. Volker, he was able to validate and authenticate of voluntary repatriation process. But even before this, the European Union Commission, through their ambassadors in Tanzania, had also an opportunity to make an official visit to one of the refugee camps in June 2018, and we are equally satisfied with the way the return process was being conducted. It is against this background that my delegation wishes to refute in the strongest possible terms allegation that the government of the United Republic of Tanzania is returning forcefully Burundian refugees. These allegations are baseless and unfounded. They are aimed at tarnishing the good name and image of our country. My delegation wishes to assure this august board that the government of the United Republic of Tanzania is and remains committed to the principle of voluntary repatriation and will continue to pursue our international obligations as a host state in line with international convention and norms. Madam Chair, my delegation wishes to express its concern with respect to the problem of funding, which apart from affecting all sectors of the refugee program in Tanzania, is also crippling the voluntary repatriation exercise. The voluntary repatriation program is being severely affected by the acute shortage of funds, placing both UNHCR and IOM in a very difficult condition in the implementation. Recently, IOM was at the verge of halting the return process because of lack of funds. While the refugees are being registered in big numbers, some are forced to wait for as long as 6 months before they can be repatriated because of shortage of funds, which in turn has impacted severely the logistic capacity of IOM. As a host state, we believe every refugee has the fundamental right to return home in condition of safety and dignity, especially now when conditions in Burundi have stabilized tremendously, warranting such return. Thus, my delegation calls upon the international community in the spirit of responsibility and burden sharing to fully support the return process by providing funds to both UNHCR and IOM. We call upon the development partners to invest in return areas in Burundi. Burundi should be assisted in developing the necessary infrastructure to allow the maximum return per convoy and create necessary socio-economic conditions for sustainable returns and reintegration. Madam Chair, let me also touch on another area of big concern to Tanzania, and this is issue of alternative source of energy. As a country facing negative environmental impacts due to hosting huge numbers of refugees for many years now,